Hi, and welcome back to Notes to Her, the Daily Pep Talk. I'm Yaya, your confidence and mindset coach, here to help you stop shrinking, stop overthinking, and stop abandoning yourself when things get uncomfortable. So before we go any further, make sure you subscribe so that you don't miss the next notes, especially in this season when we're talking about being visible, having courage, and staying in the room even when it feels hard. Now listen, the world that we live in right now is a lot. Everything feels loud, heavy, uncertain, and life can be overwhelming. Sometimes you just want to stop trying, not because you don't care, but because caring has started to hurt. So if you ever find yourself feeling tired, discouraged, or questioning if it's even worth it anymore, come sit with me for a few minutes. Now, from what I've seen, most women don't quit dramatically. They stop raising their hand. They stop sharing ideas. They stop letting themselves be seen. They don't announce it. They just pull back. They stop posting. They stop dreaming out loud. They stop believing the effort will pay off. And the thought usually sounds small and reasonable, like, maybe this isn't for me. Maybe I'm forcing something. Maybe I should fall back for a while. Or maybe I'm doing too much. And I want to say this to you in the gentlest way possible. That thought doesn't mean that you're incapable. It usually means that you're in the middle, the messy middle, the stretching part, the part where the old version of you is tired, but the new version isn't fully formed yet. Now, there are a lot of reasons why this urge shows up, and none of them mean that you're failing. Sometimes the excitement wears off. The vision was fine, the beginning felt motivating, but now it's real. Now it requires consistency, now it asks more of you. Sometimes progress feels slower than you expected. You thought you'd feel more confident by now, more settled, more sure, instead you feel exposed. And sometimes you expected confidence to feel good all the time. But nobody really talks about how growth can be lonely, how visibility can be uncomfortable, and how expanding can feel like grieving the version of you that felt safe. So when everything starts to feel heavy, your nervous system steps in and says, let's shut this down. Not because you're wrong, but because you're tired, and that makes so much sense. Now here's the reframe that I want to offer you. You don't have to quit on yourself in order to take care of yourself. Pausing is not quitting. Resting is not retreating. Slowing down is not going backward. Sometimes the bravest thing you can do is stay, but change the pace. Quitting says, I can't do this. Pausing says, I'm listening to myself. And those are two very different energies. You don't need to disappear to be safe. You don't need to erase your dreams to survive this moment. You are allowed to honor your limits without abandoning what matters to you. So if you're in that I want to quit headspace, try this instead. Ask yourself, what made me want to quit today? Name the feeling. Exhaustion, disappointment, fear. Then ask, what do I actually need right now? Not motivation, not discipline. Maybe it's support. Maybe rest. Maybe reassurance. What's one small way I can stay connected without forcing momentum? One honest conversation. One note to yourself, one breath where you don't judge yourself. You don't need a breakthrough today. You just need to not disappear from your own life. Now, wanting to quit does not make you weak. It means that you've been trying. It means that you care. It means that you're stretching beyond what's familiar. And I would rather see you take a breath today and stay than walk away from something meaningful just because it got uncomfortable. You're allowed to grow without punishing yourself in the process. So before you quit on yourself, before you shrink back, before you convince yourself that this was never meant for you, just pause. Because wanting to quit doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're trying. It means you care. It means that you're standing on the edge of something that matters. And if this note met you where you are, I want you to stay connected. The She's Limitless Insider is my email newsletter where I go deeper. It's where I send reminders, the mindset shifts, and the grounding tools you need for those in-between moments. The moments when you're tired, discouraged, or questioning yourself, but still choosing not to quit. No noise, no pressure, just honest support to help you keep showing up for yourself. So you can subscribe through the link in the show notes. And if this episode helped you even a little bit, don't forget to share it with another woman who's been quietly thinking about quitting on herself too. You don't have to disappear to be safe. You don't have to quit to rest. You don't have to do this alone. I am right here to help you.